via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is considering reducing the recommended self-quarantine period for people who may have been exposed to someone with COVID-19. The current guidelines recommend people isolate for 14 days in that situation, but an official said Tuesday the period could be shortened and in a specified amount if a person tests negative during the isolation period. The U.S. government is also working on its plan to quickly distribute the first round of coronavirus vaccines should they receive regulatory approval. The Food and Drug Administration is due to decide on December 10th whether to give emergency approval to Pfizer's vaccine, while Moderna is expected to apply for approval soon. Both companies have released preliminary results from trials showing their vaccines appear to be effective. Foreign donors pledged a projected $12 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan over the next 4 years at a conference Tuesday, but many made it conditional on protecting human rights and making progress on peace talks and a major shakeup for the country's economy. Many donors also put strict conditions on future funding, and some officially committed for just next year. Diplomats said keeping financing for Afghanistan on a tight leash could provide foreign governments with some leverage, to inject a greater sense of urgency in halting peace process. As the donor conference proceeded, two explosions rocked an outdoor market in central Bamyan, one of the safest areas in Afghanistan, said to be, killing 14 people. For more news, join us VOA News. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. The speech comes a day before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, a time when millions of Americans typically gather with family, many traveling to do so. But this year, with COVID-19 infections spiking across the country, the federal government has urged people to stay home. Biden's transition office says he will discuss the shared sacrifices Americans are making this holiday season and say that we can and will get through the current crisis together. On Tuesday, Biden declared that the United States is ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, signaling a marked change from outgoing President Donald Trump's mantra of America first. Biden's comments came as his transition to power gets underway after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election, even as President Trump continues his long-shot attempt to upend Biden's victory. A Trump administration official said the White House gave approval to Biden for Biden to receive the president's daily briefing, but it was not immediately clear when Biden would receive his first classified national security briefing as president-elect. Biden's transition teams are also contacting officials and agencies throughout the government for updates on pending policy issues, as well as to better understand staffing patterns after some departments removed individuals deemed to be at odds with the president's views of a limited government. Meantime, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations, even as several world leaders have offered good wishes ahead of his inauguration on January 20th as the 46th U.S. president. The U.S.-based maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, says its guilty plea over its role in the opioid crisis is an essential step to preserve billions of dollars for the settlement it is pursuing in bankruptcy court. Purdue Pharma also said in a statement Tuesday after a federal hearing in New Jersey that the plea will advance the company's goal of providing financial resources and life-saving medicines to address the opioid crisis. The plea is part of a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department that also resolves civil claims. Advocates are upset the guilty plea does not apply to individual executives or members of the family that owns Purdue. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.